And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Britain, fucked up. Mexico, fucked up. France, fucked up. Japan, fucked up. Germany, fucked up. Italy, fucked up. Korea, fucked up. Russia, fucked up. Red China, fucked up. Cuba, fucked up. Vietnam, fucked up. Middle East, fucked up. Beirut, fucked up. Iran, fucked up. Nicaragua, fucked up. El Salvador, fucked up. Belfast, fucked up. Warsaw, fucked up. Soweto, fucked up. Haiti, fucked up. The Philippines, fucked up. Libya, fucked up. The USA, fucked up.
I'm a lost cadet. It's a thunder bomb. People think I'm sleeping. Lying on the floor.
Dead end. America, America, dead end. America, America,
get it. Don't be afraid. Come sense is leaving.
Going retrograde.
Get it. America, America, get it.
This is Grace. You're listening to another episode of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was just The Pagans with Dead End America. The Pagans singles have recently been reissued by Danger Records, so they are readily available once again. Essential American folk music. Before that was Psycho Sin, Everything's Fucked Up, off of their masterpiece, You Asked For It. Up next is Sentiments, My Sentiments by Vital Idols out of Glasgow. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for coming. It's so nice to see you. I'm so glad you liked it. you came. No, really, thanks a lot. Thanks for coming. It's nice to see you. Thanks for coming. Thanks a lot. I'm glad you liked it. I'm so glad you came. Thanks for your thoughtfulness, for your softness, for your kindness, for your tenderness. Please accept my gratitude. No, really, 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 thanks a lot.
It's off the hook. It's off the hook. It's off. off the hook. It's off the hook. It's off the hook.
Operator, can you check this number for me, please? I've been dialing for hours and all I get is a busy tone.
It's off the hook. It's off the hook. It's off the hook.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that was just the Knicks with Happens, a Dutch band. I'm currently working on a project where I'm making a zine of images of all of the different covers of this record. All of them are handmade, 50 of them by children, the rest by the band. Some of them are amazing and some of them are shit, which means they're more amazing. If you own a copy of this record and you don't mind making a high-quality scan, at least 300 dpi, and sending it to me at grace@maximumrockandroll.com, it would be greatly appreciated, and I'll send you a copy of the zine I make in return. Before that was Fats and Power Germany with Fischgreit, which was reviewed in the newest issue of Maximum Rock and Roll, which unfortunately for those of you listening who are posers without subscriptions, that issue is out of print. Subscribe now in order to make sure that you can get all of the best punk news delivered to your doorstep every month first before it disappears forever. Before that was Vain Ames with Count, a pretty rare single, but that is recently comped on the new Subnormal Girls Volume 2 compilation, which I believe is sold out from the source but might be available in distros in the usual places. Before that was Y Pants with You're Off the Hook, their amazing Stones cover. Y Pants is interviewed by MRR's own Erica Elizabeth in the upcoming issue, MRR number 410, out in early June. Before that was Amy and the Angels with I Hate Being in Love. That's Steph Petticoat in Another Guise. And kicking off the set was Glasgow's Vital Idols with My Sentiments, which is the A-side of an amazing single, absolutely worth picking up, perfect slice of kind of indie pop joy. Next up is Kate Fagan, I Don't Want to Be So Cool. Thanks for listening.
Everybody.
That was, of course, the Ramones with Something to Believe In off of Animal Boy. I've been really celebrating the late Ramones catalog recently. Here at the house, we make a lot of sort of sweeping statements, sometimes like Crass and the Ramones are the only two punk bands to ever make more than one good LP. Probably not true, but fun to pretend that it is. If you have a rebuttal, mail it to Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 460-760, San Francisco, California, 94146, USA. Before that was Suicide Squad with New World in the Morning off of the not-so-humdrum Sydney compilation. Australian punk is sometimes a little too rock for me, but I love that song, which is a cover. And if you're interested in Australian punk and you're not a regular listener of this show, please go to radio.maximumrockandroll.com and check out the show that was recorded by the guys who run Wallaby Beat. It's an amazing, amazing trip through rarities and unreleased Australian punk songs from the late 70s and early 80s, and is super illuminating. The runout of this comp says something like, if the mainstream like it, it must be sus. And that's probably something we would all do well to keep in mind. Before that was The Next with Cheap Rewards, one of the great songs about hating the rich in a long legacy of songs about hating the rich in punk. The MRR copy of that single is covered with so many stamps. It's amazing. Maybe I should also make a zine that's a scan of all the Next single covers also. Before that was Vile Tones with Screaming Fist. Freddie Pompei from the Vile Tones just passed away. Rest in Power. I just saw Shit do an awesome cover of that song at Manic Relapse Fest. Made me want them to play songs like that more often. It was in the middle of a totally killer set as well. And before that was Kate Fagan, I Don't Want to Be Too Cool. Next up is a song by a band called Plastic Tones. This song is called Eyes. We'll be right back.
commencer, car j'entendais pas là où sur les toits j'en ai, mais tu ne le sais pas. Tu te promènes sans savoir où tu vas, chaque fois poussé par un je ne sais quoi. Quel azondie tu vas hanter les toits. Oh non, je n'ai plus envie d'aller toutes les nuits pour après toi, là où sur les toits, et risquer ma vie pour un endormi.
Going out with me, say baby, you're so sweet. is so much noise, there is too much heat, and the living floor throws you off your feet. As the final day falls into the night, there is peace outside in the narrow light.
Thank you. And
Hi there, you just heard Reptile Ranch. That was the song WTB off of the new compilation released by Seasite Recordings that collects most of the extant recordings of that Welsh band, who were also on the cover of MRR number 408. Before that was Hansaplast with the song Sex, Sex, Sex. Before that was Broken Wire Telephone, off of the Rat's third LP. I hear this record is finally getting reissued. I really hope it does. It's some of my favorite Fred and Tootie Cole work. Before that was Young Marble Giants, Final Day. Young Marble Giants were contemporaries of Reptile Ranch, and you can read about this sort of collaborations that they did in the magazine. Before that was The Pacifics with When I'm Gone. It's a new group from members of the Number Ones based in Dublin and reviewed in our current issue. Before that was Les Calamities with a song in French that I can't pronounce. It's the language I'm least willing to fake because I sound the stupidest when I do it. That's their obvious hit, you probably know it. And kicking off that set was Plastic Tones with a song called The Eyes. That's one of those bands that I never would have heard of had I not been living here at MRR. And if anyone knows where to get a copy of that single here in the US without paying Euro shipping, please drop me a line at grace@maximumrockandroll.com and I'd be indebted to you. That song is a current mixtape staple for me. This has been another episode of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next week.
Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock
around the world every week for free.
If you liked what you heard, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
Yes! God, I'm so stoked!
For more information about this radio show, check out our website,
radio.MaximumRockandRoll.com.
Email us requests or comments, radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
If you'd like to be considered for review in the magazine or play on this radio show,
send two copies of vinyl
or one copy of CD-only release and your cassettes
to MRR P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California
94146
in the U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Kalu, and we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes.